We're up to Siman Reish Pei Hey, which is Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. Very relevant for this week's Parsha, because we point out that Parsha Shmos is Rosh Tevos, Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. So the title is Siman Reish Pei Hey, Likra Parsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. Great. This is based on a Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos says, Amar Avuna, Amar of Ami, Le'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiosav Imat Tzibor. A person should finish, always finish the Parshios with the Tzibor. Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. He should read the Parsha twice, and once he should read the Targum. Then the Gemara goes on to say very important things. One who's zochet to finish the parsha with the tzibur is zochet to arichos yamin v'shanim. It's a big skula. The question is, what is the? That's a Gemara. It's a memra of Amoraim and brachos davches amar aleph. So where does it come from? So the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Halacha Beis says that first he says we don't know the ta'amo shel davar. And then he says, "Bevadai, when Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin Kriyas HaTorah, Bevadai, he was also masakin this takana to read the parasha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum." Then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Levush, what is the point of the mitzvah? Well, the point of the mitzvah, says Levush, is to become a Baki B'Torah. And the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't really like that. He says, it's not maspik, it doesn't explain enough. Then he goes on to say that in Ava Rabba, we daven that we should zocha lishmoa ulalamid. Lishmoa lilmud ulalamid. And he points out, lishmoa, that's Kriyas HaTorah. And lilmud, that's learning the parasha, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. And then he brings down, somewhat similar to the Prima Gadim over here, the Torah was given, we know it has Sinai, the Torah was repeated in Olam Moed, and he writes that the Torah was said a third time in Arvos Moab, and therefore you have three, and instead of the third time, just reading the Parsha, so you're going to do the Targum. The way it's said over in the Prima Gadim, the first two are the same, the third one he says is that when Chai Saw were to go into across the Yarden, Har Gizim and Har Eva, so they were supposed to write over the Torah in Shivim Loshon Ba'er Heitev, and that third time represents the Targum. Then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down another reason, and he basically brings down a Ra'avon. So the Ra'avon holds, we don't pass like the Ra'avon, but the Ra'avon holds that the whole concept of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum is for someone who's not listening to Kriyas HaTorah. If you can't make it to shul, whatever, there's no shul in your neighborhood, so there's no Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, similar to, let's say a person can't make it to shul, so when should he daven? He can't go to shul daven with a minion, so he should daven at the time that the tzibur is davening. So then over here, he should figure out when is Kriyas HaTorah in the shul, I guess, in the next city. There's no shul in his city. And instead of the Kriyas HaTorah, because he's not in shul, he should do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum in the place of Kriyas HaTorah. And then the Ravan, I didn't see the Ravan inside, but the way it's brought down in the Beis Yosef brings down this Ravan. We don't pass like the Ravan. We hold, that's why the first line of the Mechaber in Reish Pehe Aleph is Apa Pisha Adam Shemea Kol HaTorah Kula. Call Shabbos B'tzibur, even though you go to shul religiously every Shabbos and you hear the entire parasha every single week, nonetheless, Chayav Likros HaAtzmo, you still have to read on your own. But Kol Shavua, every week, parasha is also a Shavua, the parasha of the week, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. But so we don't pass like the Ravan, and that's what the Mechaber is coming to tell us. Lafuke from this Shita Saravan, but the Ravan says the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. In the olden days when they had Kriyas HaTorah, they also they did Targum. So he says it's the two Koreim and the one Mitargem, and that's why we have Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. It's a little, what I think he means is that we have a Bal Kore reading, we have the Ola reading quietly, and then they used to have a Targum, and that's a Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. It's a little bit hard to understand, in my humble opinion, because Lemaisa, at least according, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum is a very old takana. according to Aruch HaShulchan, it's a takana from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole concept of having a Bal Koreh and an Oyla, two different people, is a relatively new thing. Because really, the Oyla is supposed to be the one to read the Parsha. But because of you read the Sedoros, and we're not all fluent in reading the Parsha with the trop, with the proper pronunciation, so therefore we have a Bal Koreh. So to say that Shnayim Mikra is fashioned after that is a little hard to fit in over here. Lani is Daiti, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Ravan. And again, the Beis Yosef brings down the Ravan, you know, just in terms, he doesn't bring it down exactly that way. He just says the Ravan holds that you don't need to do the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Recha Targum unless you're missing Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore it's fashioned after Kriyas HaTorah. But in Achinam, it could be that it was fashioned after Kriyas HaTorah, even though you are hearing Kriyas HaTorah. Lamaisa, it's a Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's a Chiyuv, even if you are in Shul every week listening to Kriyas HaTorah. Then the Aruch HaShulchan, a little bit later, that's Halacha Beis, but a few halachas later, he writes, what's the Nafgamina? Where we learn out Shnayim Mikra from. So he wants to say the Nafka Mina is how you do it. If we learn it out from this Ra'avan that's fashioned after Kriyas HaTorah, so the way they used to do it is read a Pasuk, the Ola, the Bal Koreh, and then they would do the Targum on that Pasuk. If that's how Shnayim Mikra Recha Targum is fashioned, so then that's how it should be done. One Pasuk at a time. And that is Shitas Adivrei Chamudos, which we'll get back to in a minute. If it's fashioned after the way Hashem gave the Torah, so then it should be done one parsha at a time. Parsha, we'll see in the Mishnah, when they talk about one parsha at a time, it doesn't mean parsha Shmos, parsha Vayera. It means we call paragraphs, the parshas Psuchos and Stumos that we have in a Sefer Torah. So if it's fashioned after the way the Torah was given, so it's given parshas, and that's the way Shnayim Mikra should be done. And if it's fashioned after Kriyas HaTorah with the Targum on Kriyas HaTorah, so then it should be done one pasuk at a time. The Divrei Chamudos has a beautiful raya. I didn't see it inside, but it's quoted in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim quotes the Divrei Chamudos. He brings a raya. What's my raya that you should do one pasuk at a time? The raya, this is unbelievable. You're going to fall madly in love with Torah. You came at the right second. The machlokes, how we didn't really get there. We didn't get the mishaburi yet. We didn't have some background. The machlokes, how to do Shnayim Mikra Vechatagim. Should you do it parsha, one parsha? Read the parsha. Parsha doesn't mean the parsha. Parsha means like a paragraph, pei samach, right? Psuchas and stumos. Do a paragraph and then do the paragraph, and then do the targum on that paragraph. That's what mahalach. That's the shlah. Magen Rav brings down the shlah, and then Magen Rav brings down a divrei chamudos, who says he's doing one pasuk. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan wants to be told that on the Machlokes, where do we learn out Shnayim Mikra Recha Targum from? Is it fashioned after Kriyas HaTorah, where they had a entire game translate one pasuk at a time? So you do one pasuk at a time. If it's fashioned after the fact that the Torah was given Har Sinai, and again in Ol Moed, and then there's a slight discrepancy, I don't know if it's so slight, but a discrepancy between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prima Gadim, is it Arvas Moav for a third time, or is it by Har Gizim and Har Eva, where they did it by Er Heitev with the Targum, and that was done Parshios. Fine. So Divrei Chamudos says, I'll give you a raya, it's done Pasuk. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Shnayim Mikra Recha Targum. So we Americans are not good at this, but Shnayim is Lashon Zachar. Pasuk is Lashon Zachar, Psukim. It will be a Parsha, it should be Lashon Nekeva, it should be Shnayim Mikra Recha Targum. The fact that it's Shnayim Mikra Recha Targum, Shnayim is Lashon Zachar, so it's going on the Pasuk, and not going on the Parsha, which is Lashon Nekeva. And therefore, that's the Raya for Divrei Chamudos, through Pasuk, and we'll get to the Halacha L'maisa in a minute. Now, when I came in this morning to the Kollel, I said, okay, Shnayim Mikra, it's going to be, it's not going to be such exciting. So it's pretty basic, open shot. It took us a very long time. It's very Labor Day, Dafka. So the Lashon HaGemara over there in Brachos and Daf Ches is Amar Vuna Amar Ami La'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiosav Ima Tzibor. Finish the Parshios with the Tzibor. Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. And then the Gemara adds on three words. Now it's like it goes from Daf Ches and Rav Ches and the base. Va'afilu Atarot V'divon. Even Atarot V'divon. What Atarot V'divon? Atarot V'divon are cities in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So why does it say Afil Atar B'divon? So Rashi says Atar B'divon are the names of cities. There's no Targum. There's no Targum on Kuthan Atar B'divon. But even though there's no Targum, so the Chiddush is that when there's no Targum, you have to read it a third time. All the Rishonim ask on this Rashi, Tosis, the Rosh, Ibn Yonah, and many, many others, ask the Kasha on Rashi. From a pasuk in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, it says, Elu Shmos, Chayisah going down to Mitzray, Reuven, the pasuk says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There's no Targum, there's no Uncle son, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda either. So why bring this pasuk in Parsha's Maaseh about Atarov Divon? Just say Reuven, Shimon. Why you have to go all the way over there? Let's give a more basic. Let's talk about Reuven and Shimon. So that all the Rishonim asked the Kasha on Rashi. Why did the Gemara say Afilu Atarot v'Divon and not Reuven v'Shimon? And the answer says like this: Atarot v'Divon has no Targum Unklus, but it does have a Targum Yerushalmi, as opposed to Reuven and Shimon. Hold on, time out. There's different Targumim on the Torah. There's Targum Unklus. That's the Targum. There's a Targum Yerushalmi. There's also a Targum Yonazim and a Ziyah. Okay? So, say the Rishonim, why did the Gemara single out Atarot V'divon and not a more basic pasuk of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, which has no Targum? Because Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda has no Targum at all. Atarot V'divon has a Targum, but not a Targum Unklus. It has a Targum Yerushalmi. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that if there's no Targum Unklus, you have to say it with the Targum Yerushalmi. That's one Chiddush of Atarot V'divon. That the third time has to be Targum Yerushalmi if there's no Targum Unklus. That's the Rosh, the Tur. Also Rabbeinu Yonah, probably Tosfos, that's very unclear. And then there's a Marshal, but that's probably what Tosfos means as well. The second Chiddush of Atarot V'divon is when it says Atarot V'divon, so let's say there is no Targum Yerushalmi. Like Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. There's no Targum at all. So then you only need to read that pasuk twice. Rashi says anything that doesn't have Targum Unklus, you read three times. And the Rosh says if there's a Targum Yerushalmi, you have to Targum Yerushalmi. If there's no Targum at all, you only read it twice. Shnayim Mikra. You don't need an Echad Targum at all. Okay. So it's interesting. Each one has a Kula and a Chumrah. According to Rashi, you have to read the pasuk. You always have to read three times. Is the third time going to be if it's unklus, the third time is unklus. If no unklus, the third time reading the pasuk again. According to the Rosh, no. If there's another targum Yerushalmi, you read Targum Yerushalmi. If there's no Targum Yerushalmi, then according to the Rosh, there's no Targum Yerushalmi. Then you only have to read it twice. Okay, now I didn't write down, but the Taz answers up for Rashi. I forgot what he says. Go quickly get a Taz. Reish Mem Beis Tashin, the fancy freedman. Where are you going? The black guy. So all the Rishonim want to know. On top, the black guys. Oh. You're looking for Reish Mem Beis Tashin. Orachayim. So all we've shown is disagree with Rashi because, you know, why do we go to this obscure pasuk at the end of Bamidbar? Just take a pasuk pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So the Taz answers that Kasha something pay. Taz answers that Kasha for Rashi. He says like this. He says, you know why the Torah, why the Gemara goes out of way to talk about this obscure pasuk in Bamidbar? He says, Reuven and Shimon are names of Shvatim. That's Kedusha. That's more understood that you're going to say that again. But Atarot B'divom, which are the names of cities in Eretz Yisrael, and they were given by the Goyim. And you might think, it's not so important. Even Atarot B'divom, which are Goyish names of cities, even that has to be done three times. That's how Rashi would answer the Kashi, why we went to this obscure pasuk. Now, Agav, if you look on the pasuk Atarot B'divom over there in the Parshas Maaseh, there seems to be a Targum Onkelos. So they point out it's not really Targum Onkelos. So, meaning, what do we do? Do we do Targum Onkelos? I mean, there's no Targum Onkelos. What do we do? Like, so whoever put the Targum Onkelos on the page when there was no Targum Onkelos, he put in the Targum Yerushalmi. So it looks like Targum Onkelos, but really it's a Targum. It's really Targum Yerushalmi. Okay, let's do. Try to do Sif. Okay, a few more minutes. Sif Aleph. Resh Pei Hey Aleph. Afa Pi Adam Shemei Kol Torah Kula Kol Shabbos Betzibor. Even though you heard, you listen to Kriyas Torah every week religiously in Shul Chayev because the Atzma, you still have to read to yourself Kol Shavua every week. Parshas Oshua Shavua, the Parsha of the week. So the Mechaber does not seem to take a stand on the Pshat in Afil Atarot V'Divon. That's Lashon HaGemar. Mishabur Sefkot in Aleph. Likros La'atim B'kol Shevu. Hainu, Shelo Yaktim Likros Kodem Oso Shevu. Don't read it. You know, you can't read now where Parshat Shemos. You can't read Parshat Vayikra. It doesn't count. Mikan Lo Yacher. You should now be reading Parshat Lech Lecha. The Tzarech Lahashim Parshiosav Ima Tzibur. Okay, we'll get more into that tomorrow, what that means. V'chol mashlim parshiosav imatzibor, the Gemara says, it's a school of ma'arichin lo yomav u'shnosav. It's a school of arichas yomim. It's kedai. Shnayim mikra. Sif beis. You shouldn't just do one mikra, one targum, and then the second mikra is listening to Shir Tzibur, listening to the Baal Kor. El Tzarech Likros Beis Pa'amim Mikra. You have to read the pasuk twice. Aside from what you're listening to from the Shliach Tzibur, unless you're reading along with the Baal Kor, then it counts. However, so just the biyot by listening is not kedai. Ubiinyin akriya yesh deos baze bein achronim, like we said before. Yesh yom shikol kol pasuk beis pam tagum alav. Do pasuk, read the pasuk twice, and then do the tagum. They bring down here in the back. The issue brings down that the minig of the Chafetz Chaim himself, Bichvoydu Vatzmo, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Ozan writes that he heard Eidus Ne'amana. The Chafetz Chaim would read the pasuk twice, then he would read the Targum, and we'll see more tomorrow. Then he would read Rashi on the pasuk, and then Ramban.
Pasuk by pasuk.
Pasuk by pasuk. V'yesh Omrim Sheikra Kol Parsha Beis Pam V'Acher Kach Targum. What does it mean? Parsha? The whole Parsha? No. Hayinu Sheikra Kol Parsha Psucho Stuma Beis Pam V'Acher Kach Targum. To do pasuk. Or which sounds very limiting also. Like I have to find the psucha stuma. Not Aliyah is not gonna Aliyah is not nothing. Achar makom sheniri yota hefsik inyan. So he already opened it up. He now broadened it for us. It's not just a strict parsha psucha stuma, but where there's a natural stop, which very likely would be where there's an Aliyah. What should you do? Halacha lemaisa, whatever you want. Uda avid kamar avid. Uda avid kamar avid. There's different ways of doing it. Okay. Mishabos have got on gimel atarot v'divon. Rotsa lomar af api she'ein bo targum. Even though there's no targum, you're still gonna read it again, like Rashi a third time. V'adin Ruvein v'Shimon. Nachayotz b'zeh. Tzarech likros on gimel pa'amin. You have to read it three times. V'yesh machmirin, and the Rosh Hashanah machmir, the Ba'atarot v'divon, sheish bo targim Yerushalmi, tzarech likros shama targum. That's the chumrah of the Rosh against the Rashi, to do the targim Yerushalmi. And here, Dirshu points out, in footnote 13, ubiro maritzchias, v'amor korchaim, shodei azu, ha-targum shakasa apostik zeh ba'onkos hu mi targim Yerushalmi. So it's built into the system that we're doing targim Yerushalmi when there is no targum onkos. Something over here also. Back. Okay, let's just say the same thing. I don't know why they.
That's why you show. Let them be tzrahim. I believe that.
So in the Gemara, actually, there's a different gears on the side. It's not Atarot v'Divon, it's Divon v'Atarot. Because in the same parsha over there, one pasuk says Atarot v'Divon, one pasuk says Divon v'Atarot, one pasuk. Let's leave it at that. I'm shocked. All right, we'll stop here.